Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to today's Daf Yomi Megillah Daf. Hey, we begin on the top line. Amar Rav, Megillah Bizmano, Kirin Isa Afilo Biyachet. When one reads the Megillah in its right time, meaning in its designated time, Yudalad Ador for the cities, Tesvah for the walled cities, then, says Rav, it can be read even individually, biyachad, without a minyan. You will have pursued menisa that way as well. Shalei bizman ba'asara. But when the Megillah is read outside of its designated zman, for instance, the villages who go back to Yom HaKnisa, or if Purim falls out on Shabbos, in which case you don't read it on Shabbos, as we learned yesterday, that's called shalei bizmana, then you have to look for 10 people to make it a communal event, a public affair which generates the proper publicity in persumanis. Let's go over to Rashi. So Rashi is on the top line. Bizmano. If it's bizmano biyudalid, mitoich sheyichayva b'beyeim akol yachad b'yachad, since everybody's involved in reading the Megillah today, kurenu safilu b'yachad, then you can read it yourself. Da'koil kuren boy, yikir persumanes. Everybody's engaged in this activity. Everybody's running to read the Megillah. That in itself makes it a communal event. That in itself generates publicity for persimmonis, even though you happen to read it on your own without 10 people. But if it's shalei bizman, you're going kfarim. Ha magdim elei maknisa, ein kernisa, ela ba'asar, da ba'inim persimmonisa. So when everyone's involved in Kriyas HaMegillah, that in itself generates a frenzy, a mood. It's a public event, and therefore, even if you'll read it on your own, you're part of that communal effort. You're part of that persimmonis. Shalei bizmano. You have this village reading it today. Then they have to have 10 people to create that public experience. That's shitas rav. Continues the Gemara. V'rav asi yamar. Bein bizmano. Bein shalei bizmano ba'asor. He's machr. He says, you always need 10 people. Rashi says, l'chad chila. It's a mitzvah to look for 10 people. Whether it's shalei bizmano, even bizmano. So that's a true communal experience. Try to get 10 people together. In fact, Hava Uvda, there was an incident. V'chashle Rav, l'hoder Ravasi Rav, even though he personally was Mekel, but he was Cheshish to Ravasi's Chiddush, and he put together 10 people, even though it was Megillah bizmano. Umi Amar Rav Hochi, says the Gemara, is that so that Rav holds that shaloi bizman, you need to have 10 people? V'amar Rav Yehuda b'rei de Rav Shmuel bar Shilas, in the name of who? Mishmei de Rav. Purim shechal yis b'Shabbos. If Purim falls out on Shabbos, Erev Shabbos zmanim. The zman of Megillah is Erev Shabbos. That's it. That was a statement. What do you mean? Erev Shabbos zmanim? How can you say a designated time for Megillah is Erev Shabbos? Well, Shabbos manam hu. Yudalad is on Shabbos. Allah v'chika Omar. Apparently, he was trying to teach us a lesson. Shaloi bizmanam kizmanam. He meant to say that even though we're not really conforming with the original established zman, which was set forth by the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah to read the Megillah on Yudalad, because the later Chacham came along and said, no, when Yudalad on Shabbos, suspend Megillah on Shabbos, advance it to Thursday or Friday. Nevertheless, Shaloi bizmanam kizmanam. It has the same halachas as though you were reading it in its proper time, which means, ma zmanam afilu biyachad. Just as if you read it on your Dalit, you can do it biyachid, because the fact that everybody's engaged in this activity creates persum nisa, af shalei bizman mafilo biyachid. Likewise, even if it's outside its designated time, because Purim's on Shabbos, and you're going to advance it to Thursday or Friday, you treat it like zmanoi, and you could have even a yachid. Read the Megillah. That's Akasha and Rav, who told us that shalei bizmano, you need a sar. So no. Look, le'inyan mikra Megillah ba'asala. Of course, if it's a question of how many people should be present by Mikra Megillah. Since it's Shaloi Bezmanoi, you need 10 people. By the way, you may ask, the whole city, all the cities, all the Ayaris are reading today. Why is that not in itself something that generates Pirsumanes? If it's a kfar, some random town, reading on a Monday, I understand. You need to create and generate that mood, that communal experience. You need 10 people. But he was speaking Purim on Shabbos. All the Ayoris will be reading on Thursday or Friday. So why would you need 10 people? It's no different than a regular Yudalit that everybody's reading today. And that in itself is the source, is the root of Pirsumanes. So the Chavetz Chaim, the Shar HaTzion writes, Chacham would not machalik. It's a svar in Takanas Chazal. It's shalei bezmanai, you need asara. Despite the fact that here perhaps the reason doesn't apply, because we have so many people engaged in Kriyas HaMegillah, but the fact is shalei bezmanai, we want 10 people. That's the conclusion here. No, lo, le'ini mikra Megillah ba'asara. When it comes to the number of people present, you need 10 people. Elamai erev Shabbos zman. So what then did Rav mean when he said, on Purim's on Shabbos, Erev Shabbos is the Zman. He meant to say, Lafuki mi de Rebbe, as opposed to Rebbe Shita that we had yesterday, the Omar, Hoyo v'nitcho ayoris bim kaiman yidchul yim haknisa. Once we push the ayoris out of their comfort zone, out of their designated Zman, we don't do Megillah on Shabbos. Yidchul yim haknisa, and just push them back to Thursday, which is a pre-existing slot, it's a predetermined Zman, rather than crafting a new Zman for them. Friday, which is Yud Gimel. We don't find Ayoris ever reading on Yud Gimel. So he holds. Push them back to Thursday, which is a pre-designated slot. Yom HaKnisa was established by the Chachamim as a potential Yom Kriya for the Kfar. Put the Ayoris in there as well. That was Rabbi Shita. Comes Rav and he says, no. When Purim falls on a Shabbos, Erev Shabbos Manam. Hokamash Mon the Erev Shabbos Manam. Sure, you have to push them out of Shabbos, but don't push them back farther than necessary. Out of Shabbos is fine. Okay, so bottom line is, Bizmanai, even a Yachid can do it. Shelo Bizmanai, you need 10, as she does Rav. Rav says, Machmer, Chatchil, even Bizmanai. Try to get 10. And Rav was actually Machmer, like Rav Asi. When I came to Masa, he got 10 together. Okay, so we speak about the large cities reading on Yudalit, as opposed to the Kfarim, which are allowed to go back to the Yom HaKnisa. How do we define a large city? Ezehi ir gedola, kol sheyesh ba asara batlanim. A city which features 10 people that are off from work, that are paid by the tzibur, to sit in shul, to generate the minyan. That city now has a reliable minyan. And in this case, we treat it like a large city. And they're meant to read Bizmanai. Pachas Mekan Harez Ekfar. So there are less than 10 people that are reserved, that are there to make that minyan. Then it's an unreliable minyan. We treat it like a village. In which case, they can read their Megillah, Yom HaKnisa. They go into town where they're assured to find a minyan. They can read it then. Now, Be'elu Amru, when it comes to these Zmanim of Megillah, Chacham said, Magdimen, you can advance. Go back to Yud Gimel, to Yud Beis, to Yud Aleph. But we don't postpone, we don't procrastinate, we don't go past Tesvav. Aval Zmanat Zekehanim. But when it comes to those days where they celebrated wood donations, Rasha brings the Gemara and Tanis that we just learned. There were families who stepped forward, donated their own personal firewood to the Mikdash when the Mikdash was in need of firewood. The Nevi'im decided, you know what, you have a recurring annual privilege. You can come back and bring your wood every year at this time. This was their Yom Tov. And they brought Karbanos on that day. So this Zman Atzei Kehanim, this celebration, the Tisha B'Av, or for instance, Tisha B'Av that falls out on Shabbos. Chagigah, or when the Karban Chagigah falls out on Shabbos. V'Hakel. This was once in 7 years. After Shemitah, they got together in the Azorah. Men, women, children, to hear out the king, who would recite from the Pesukim and Dvarim. So all these events, Zman atzei kehanim tishvav chagig and hakol, which pull out on Shabbos. It cannot be done on Shabbos. Ma'achron v'le makdim. You have a choice of advancing or postponing. In these cases, we postpone rather than advance. The Gemara will give us the reason. In contrast to Zmanei Megillah, where we are magdim rather than me'achron. Now, Ava b'sha'amr makdim v'le ma'achron, even though when it comes to Megillah we advance, we read the Megillah on Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, and Yud Gimel. Mutar and Basim b'tanis. It's not to say that it's a yamtiv. We read the Megillah. But it's muta behesped b'tanis. You can make a hesped, you can fast. It's not a zman simcha, it's not yamtiv. U'matanis levyanim. Aside from reading the Megillah, you give matanis levyanim, as we learned yesterday, because that's the appropriate time for collection. Everybody's in shul. So the two things are related. Megillah goes together with matanis levyanim. But that's it. Mishnah, simcha, yamtiv, that waits for the actual day of Purim. We speak about the kfarim having flexibility. We accommodate their travel plans. Amar of Yehuda Emasa, when does that apply? B'mokim shenechnosim b'sheni b'chamishi, a village which has the practice of coming to visit the cities on Mondays and Thursdays to visit the bezin that's in session during those days. So therefore, we accommodate the travel plans. We allow them to do the Megillah on that day. But a village that doesn't have that minhag, they don't come into the town in any case. There's no reason to accommodate them. Therefore, they read the Megillah on their designated days, which means on Yud Dalet. Now, the Mishnah spoke about Ezer here, Gedoyla. How do we classify the city as the Ir Gedoyla? If it has a Sora Batlanin, Tana, the Brisa adds, what does that mean? A Sora Batlanin, Shibbe Beis HaKnesses, 10 Batlanin sitting in the shul, says Rashi on the first wide line. A Sora Batlanin, Shibbe Beis HaKnesses, Shein Betelim and Malachton, they're off from work, V'nizoinin Mishal Tzibur, supported by the community, Kedei Liyos Mitzuyim Betfil Beis HaKnesses, so that they're always there in shul. Hashem comes to shul and there's no 10 people. Hashem gets upset. The tzibur supports his kail, sit in shul all day, learn and daven, and keep the minyan going. And that's deemed to be a real city. A city that has a kail, that's a city. Continues the Gemara. Be'elu amru magdim le'ma'achr. When it comes to Zman and Megillah, Hagdama is in place, but not postponement. We know past as my time. Amar Rav Abba, Amar Shmuel, Amar Kro, V'lo Yavar. We had this enough base. We don't go past as vav. Another halacha from the same under Amar. V'Amar Rav Abba, Amar Shmuel. Menayin. How do we know? She'ed Moinin Yamim L'Shan. When it comes to crafting years, we don't count up the days. Rather, a year is a compilation of months. Not days. Shenamar l'chotchi ha-shana. What makes a shana? Chadoshim. Chadoshim atamayin l'shanim. You count months to generate years. A year is a combination. It's an entity that contains months. V'atamayin yomim l'shanim. Rather than counting days to generate years. What does this mean? Let's go down to Rashi again. Third white line. He made a nether. I'm not going to taste wine for the next year. What's considered a year? We're talking about a lunar year, Jewish year. So it's 12 months. Let's say the nether was activated Aleph Nisan. The Yisra remains in place until the beginning of next Nisan. Now what's the chiddush? So Rashi, afu b'shadayin yesh yud alaf yom. The truth is we have an extra 11 days. Shimoy sacham yisirin, aymoy savana. Because his solar year is 11 days longer. Oipa'amim sh'ono oisin chadashim chaserim. At times we make smaller months, 29 day months, more than a typical. So typically it's every other month, but sometimes we add missing months for whatever reason. So you would think perhaps you have to make up for all these days. Add some days. No. A year is comprised of months, and that's it. 12 lunar months, and that's it. Continues the Gemara. A second white line. Rabbanon, the Kishri from that town, Mishum Rabba Abba Amu. They quote Rabba Abba as follows. Another twist to this halacha. Manayin Shein Mechashim Shoyz Techadashim. How do we know we don't add months, hours to months? Shenemar Ad Chodesh Yamim. What is a month? A month is a compilation of days. That's it. Days constitute a month. Yamim Ata Mechashim Lechadashim. You count days to get that month. V'yata Mechashim Shoyz Techadashim. We don't add, we don't count hours to generate months. How does this manifest itself? Let's go back to Rashi. 1, 2, 3, fifth wide line. Shoyz lachadosh. Keep going now. Imer zagitich and lebasim mikan ad chodesh tzeh. He gives an isha a get. On condition, I don't return until a month. I don't return for the next month. The get gets activated. Vayichodesh chasu. Uba, mishachashech liyam tes. So it was a missing month, not a leap month. It was a short month, a 29-day month. Ein oimrim adayinu b'seicha chodesh. So 29 days are up. We don't say, well, you know what? There's still a couple of hours left. Sharei chadosh shalavanach haftes yom mechta. Technically, it takes 29 and a half days for the moon to do its full orbit. We don't add those hours. We ignore those hours. Why? We count days. We don't reckon with hours. Ad chodesh yamim. Right? That's, by the way, why we have the 2 days of Rosh Chodesh, because we take that into account, the fact that the sometimes the month, the new month really begins in the middle of the day. In any case, that's the point of Ibur as well. We add days to the month, sometimes because we make up, we count for those extra hours. But if it happens to be a short month, Halacha determines the month begins now, and that's it. We don't reckon with the extra hours. Continues the Gemara. Aval zman atzi kahanim v'tishba v'chagiga v'hakel ma'achar le'magdimim. When it comes to Kriyas and Megillah, we are magdim. When it comes to all these other events, which happen to fall out on Shabbos, you have a choice. Do you advance or do you postpone? You postpone. Why? When it comes to Tisha B'Av, Agdume Puranus, Lemakdimi. We don't know. Advance. Things that are related to misfortunes, Puranios. Chazal say, Daya Letzora Bishata. We'll worry about the Tzora when we get there. Maybe Mashiach will come in the meantime. So we postpone rather than advance. Chagiga Vahaka. What about the Korma Chagiga? One is meant to bring an Oilas Re'iyah on Yom Tov. And a Shalme Chagiga. So it happens to be Shabbos. You wait till Sunday, v'hakel, when they gather to listen to the king. Again, if it falls out on Shabbos, we do it on Sunday. Why do we postpone? Look, time of chiyuv has not yet arrived. You can't do it before these man chiyuv. Rashi says the same with atzi kehanim. There were designated days. It's still before that day. So when it comes to Megillah, we have Pesukim, right? It's man ayhem, all those extra days. You have a full range of days, starting from Yir Aleph. When it comes to any other Chiyuv, you have to wait until that Chiyuv is activated, until it arrives. If you can't do it then, you do it next day. Tana, we have a Braisa which added like this. Not only does this pertain to the Chagiga itself, the Karban Shlomim, that you're meant to bring on Yom Tov, v'kol man Chagiga mach, we also postpone this man Chagiga. Now what does this mean? B'shlem Chagiga, we understand the word Chagiga means, di'i mikla b'shabbat, machrin elo. This man to bring the Karma Chagiga, the Shlom, and falls out on Shabbos. Yom Tov is Shabbos. Wait until Sunday. Machinu on Lubasa Shabbat. El Zman Chagiga Mai. What does the Brisa mean? Zman Chagiga we postpone. What is Zman Chagiga? We have three tirutz. Omer of Oish Yahakomer. He means like this. Chagiga b'Shabbos. That's the first part of the Brisa. Chagiga means the Shlomim that one is meant to bring on Yom Tov. If it so happens to be at today's Shabbos, we postpone it. Zman Chagiga is referring to the Ve'ola Sriya. The Ola that one brings on Yom Tov. Afilu b'Yom Tov Zman Chagiga hi. Ma'achr. Even if it's not Shabbos. It's first day of Pesach. You meant to bring the Ola Sriya. That's what it means. Zman Chagiga. It's Zman of Yom Tov, which happens to be the time to bring Chagiga as well. It's just another way of saying that it's the actual day of Yom Tov and Chol HaMoed. In that case, Ma'achr. You can't bring the Ola Sriya today. We postpone it to tomorrow. So two separate concepts. When it comes to the Shlomim, that you can bring on Yom Tov, because Shlomim provides personal consumption. It's like Oichel Nefesh. You can be makriv it even on Yom Tov itself. But if it falls out on Shabbos, Pesach is on Shabbos, you have to wait till tomorrow. You can't bring a private carbon on Shabbos. That's the word Chagiga. The Kolzman Chagiga is alluding to another carbon. The Oila Sfriyah that everybody brings when they come to Oila Regal, that can't even be brought on the Yom Tov itself. You have to wait till Chol HaMoed. Mani Beishamai, apparently we're following Beishamai, who holds an Oila Sfriyah. Since it's not meant for personal consumption, it's just a carbon, you can't bring it on Yom Tov, it's a Malacha. This is not, as we find the Machlekes, between Beisham and Beisil in this regard. Beisham Oimrim, Mevin Shlamim B'Yom Tov. You can bring a carbon Shlamim on Yom Tov because it's Eichel Nefesh, you're going to have from it. But Ve'in Sem Chanaleim, don't lean on the carbon, which is a typical procedure for a carbon, because doing so on Shabbos or Yom Tov constitutes a Issa D'Rabbanan. I meant to use an animal on Shabbos or Yom Tov. You might ride on it and grab a branch to whip it. So don't do any malacha. Don't lean on the Yom Tov, on the animal on Yom Tov. Do it yesterday. Because according to Beis Shammai, there's no din of tekev l'smicha shchita. You don't have to do the smicha in close proximity, leading into the shchita. Do it yesterday. Avaloi oilis. But cover an oila? Even an oilis, yeah, you can't bring on Yom Tov at all. Because it's not oichel nefesh. And it's not really time sensitive. Bring it tomorrow. Basilal, they disagree on both accounts. Basil Imrim Mavi and Shlomim vi oilis. Number one, they hold, no problem, you can bring an oila. Oila Sriya on Yom Tov itself. This is man of the carbon, you can bring it. Rashi says, although the Pasuk says you can only do Lachem, something which benefits you. Sure, benefits me. It's my chiv. V'leila gavoya, as opposed to something for a guy. So if it serves my purpose, it's my carbon that you can do, even though it's an oila and it's completely burning on the mizbeach. Number two, v'semchen aleim, you're free to do smicha on all these carbonas on Yom Tov itself. They all take of the smicha shchita. Smicha leads into the shchita as part of the procedure, and therefore you do it even on Yom Tov. The Brisa which says, chagiga v'kolzman chagiga, not only shlamim can't be brought on Shabbos, but the Kolzman Chagiga, the Oila, which is brought during the time of Yom Tov, if it falls out on Yom Tov itself, you have to wait till Sunday. That's Beis Shammai. Rav Amma, here's another pshat in this price. What does Chagiga, but Kolzman Chagiga mean? Chagiga, Kolzman Chagiga Ma'achron, means like this. We're talking about the Shalmei Chagiga, which you can bring on Yom Tov, but you can't bring it on Shabbos. So bring it the next day. Fine. What about the day after? How much going forward? How far can I postpone? Chagiga, kol zman chagiga ma'achron. You can bring it as long as it's zman chagiga, meaning the entire Yom Tov. You have 7 days, or circa 8 days, to bring that carbon. Tfeiloi, but not past Yom Tov. This is non mishalei chag, Yom Tov, rishon shachag. If one failed to bring his chagiga on the first day, chagig v'hoilich es kol regel kulay. You can continue bringing that carbon throughout the entire Yom Tov. V'yom tov ha'achron shachag, and even the last day, Shmini Atzeres, which is somewhat a separate entity, but in terms of makeup, it's still a makeup day. Over a regular chag, but once Yom Tov passes you by and you fail to bring your karma chagiga, it's too late. Ein echay b'achar yusoy, you no longer have to look after it, meaning time's up. So according to Rava, that's what the Brisa meant. The chagiga can be postponed throughout the entire Zman chagiga, but not past. Rav Ashi Yomar, here's a third pshat. Chagiga, v'kolzman chagiga ma'achron, a korban chagiga can be made up anytime there's a chagiga, meaning even Shavuos, which is technically a one-day Yom Tov, it still has a seven-day makeup period. So kolzman chagiga means anytime, any occasion which mandates, which requires a korban chagiga, i.e. Shavuos, can tolerate ichor as well, has a makeup period. Afilu Atzeres, even Shavuos, the Chag Yom, which is really a one-day Yom Tov Ma'achron. You can delay, you can postpone, you have 7 days to make it up. That's not Moedim, all agree. B'Shamei B'Sil, Shem Chal Atzeres Liyesh B'Shabbos, if Shavuos falls out on Shabbos, Shem Tvoich Achar Shabbos. Sunday is the day of Tvoich, the day of Shchita, of the Korban Chagiga. Okay, so we had a Braisa, Chagiga V'Kolzman Chagiga Ma'achron, we had 3 Pshat. Pshat 1, following Beis Shammai. The Kolzman Chagiga means the Eilas Riyah, which is brought entire throughout this entire Yom Tov. It's a Yom Tov related carbon. You can't bring it on the Yom Tov itself. You have to wait till Chol HaMoed. Second shot, your carbon is Shlomim. Shalom HaChagiga. Which can't be brought on Shabbos. Can be postponed and all the way till the end of Yom Tov. That's the deadline. Third shot, calls Man HaChagiga. Any Chagiga opportunity, any Yom Tov, even Shavuos, has a makeup period. Omer Belazar, Omer B'chanina, Rebbe, Nota Netiv Purim. You should know that Rebbe planted a new tree on Purim. He did a malach on Purim. Number two, V'rachatz B'kroyna Shal Tzipori, M'sheva Asar B'tamas. Even on Sheva Asar B'tamas, he bathed publicly in the market. V'verhesi, Rashi says, V'shas Hilach HaKronis, where the wagons drive by, B'kroyna Shal Tzipori, where the wagons, meaning in full public view, as a public statement, you can do rechitza on Shivas HaBatamas. Tisha B'Av can't do rechitza, but Shivas HaBatamas it's mut. Number three, Ubikesh Lak or Tisha B'Av. He wanted to uproot the concept of Tisha B'Av, but Lehoid Lehoi Chacham disagreed. Amalafanav, so Rabbi Abba Bar Zavda responded to Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lehoikach Hayamasa. Actually, the story took place a bit differently. Rabbi wasn't trying to uproot, to cancel Tisha B'Av. El Tisha B'Av Shechalis B'Shabbos. What happened was, that year, Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos. V'dechinu l'achar Shabbos. We postpone it to Sunday. V'am Rabbi. Rabbi says, you know what? It's over. Hoyel v'nitchaditcha. Once it was pushed out of its place, let's just cancel it altogether. It's meant to commemorate that day of Churban. It's no longer on that day. V'deich it altogether. V'lehoid l'chachamim. Chacham didn't agree. You still have to be Mis'aval Yerushalayim, even though it's not the day of. Kari Alei, Reb Lezer, was taken by his clarification, and it seemed probable. It seemed it made more sense, rather than his own version where Rebbe canceled the entire concept of Tisha B'Av for all days. No, Kari Alei, so he responded, he applied on him the pasuk, Tov Mashayim and Echad. Two people are better than one. Look, if not for you, I would have erroneously concluded that Rebbe was trying to cancel the entire concept of Tisha B'Av. Now you explain to me what happened. Ask the Gemara. The Rebbe hechanot on a tree of Purim. How could Rebbe have planted a tree on Purim? Doing malach on Purim is motav atonir of Yisr. Pasuk says that they were masakin. There should be simcha umisht v'yamtiv. Pasuk continues umishleich monis ishlerayu. And we learn from here simcha means malamed shasurim behesped. You can't do a hesped on Purim. It's meant to be a day of happiness. Mishta teaches us malamet she'asa batanis. You can't fast. V'yamtiv teaches us malamet she'asa basayis malacha. You can't engage in work. How could Rebbe have planted a tree on Purim? Says the Gemara, Ela Rebbe bar arbei sahava. Really? You're not meant to do malacha on Purim. Rebbe resided in a town where they read on the 14th day of Purim. That was their Purim. On 14. V'chinota b'chameisar nata. He planted on 15, which was not his Purim. Ani, how could you say that's the Peshat for Rebbe B'Tveria? We know that Rebbe lived in Tveria. And when did Tveria celebrate their Purim? B'Tveria Mukefas Choyma. Mimois Yeshua Ben Nunavoy. It was a walled city from the time of Yeshua. They observe Purim on the 15th. Ela Rebbe Bar Chameser. You're right. Rebbe observes Purim on the 15th because of Tveria. V'chinota Bar Beisava. He planted on the 14th. Which wasn't his Purim. Do you mean to say that it was clear to Rebbe? Tveria celebrates Purim on the 15th. It's a walled city from the time of Yeshua. So we know that Chizki had a suffix. He used to read Megillah twice. On 14 and 15 in the town of Tveria. Why? Misapkali. He wasn't sure. He had an uncertainty. Whether imukevas chayma mimais Yeshua ben Nuni, whether it was walled from the time of Yeshua, in which case it's classified as mukevas chayma, Eli, or perhaps was only more recently walled. Second, Rebbe be sure that his Purim falls out on 15 and allows himself to plant the melach on the 14th. Answers the Gemara: Lechiske mishapkali. To Chiske it was a suffix. Rebbe pshitale. Rebbe, yeah, clarity. He knew. It was walled since the time of Yeshua. Purim is 15, and he planted on 14. Only Pshitele. Mishari. Fine. It was clear to him that their Purim is on the 15th. Fine. Why would that allow him to ignore day 14, to plant on day 14? He went to celebrate 2 days, irrelevant of where you live. V'ksiv Megillas Tanis. This is that famous scroll which featured a full list of days of celebration throughout the year. And the Megillah says like this: Esrei Arbosar, Esrei Chamisha Asar, 14 and 15 of Adar are Yomei Purayin. They're considered Yomei Purim. The Lala Mispid Bain. You're not meant to make an hesped, a eulogy. You're meant to celebrate. Now, what's the point of Megillas Tanis mentioning these days, which are already taught in the Megillah? Everybody knows Megillas Esther. It seems superfluous, unless there's an extra lesson embedded here. But Amar Rava, yeah, there is. The chiddush of Megillas Tanis was to add another element of celebration. Elo lesser and shel zeh b'zeh. That each one has to celebrate the other one's day as well. The walled city celebrates 14. The unwalled cities celebrate 15 as well. It's a 2-day celebration. You don't do hesped of a Tanis on either day. That's the added element, the added chiddush in Megillas Tanis. In any case, we see that all Jews celebrate 2 days. So true, Rabbi lived in Tveria, which is a walled city. Their Purim is on 15, but he should be observing day 14 as well. How could he plant a tree? Hanimili b'hesped v'tanis, you're right. When it comes to things that negate the happy mood, the simcha, b'hesped v'tanis, yeah. You refrain from that throughout these 2 days. Avo malacha, when it comes to refraining from work, yemechad v'suloi, that was limited to your day of celebration. That wasn't expanded and applied to both days. Eini, really? V'harav. We have a story with Rav. Chaz yelau gara. He noticed this fellow. Davakos shodi kitna v'parai. He was planting his kitna, his flax. On Purim day v'lati, he gave him a klala. V'loit samach kitna. And the flax didn't grow that year. He just told me that malacha is not all-encompassing. What do you mean, says the Gemara? Hasan bar yoimahava. That was his day of Purim. He lived in a town where Purim was that day, and he was planting. That's why his seeds didn't grow. So we have one teretz on the kasha. How could Rabbi plant on Purim? It wasn't his Purim. Although, typically, we celebrate 2 days. We keep Simcha 2 days, but not Malach. Rabba Amar. He has another teretz. Afilu teme b'yeme. You know what? Rabbi planted on his day of Purim. There's no some Malacha whatsoever. Min Adin, you could do Malacha. Some places have a minik, but Min Adin, there's no some Malacha. Hesper v'tanis could be the olayu. At the end of the day, they accepted upon themselves to refrain from Hesper v'tanis. But Klal Yisrael will never makabel Isra Malacha. Too hard. Take off from work. Can't do that. Malacha lekabila alay, they were never makabel. Take off from work. The mikara ksiv simcha u'mishtav yamtav. Initially it says they wanted to be masakin it as a day of mishtav, simcha, v'yamtav, as we mentioned earlier. But that was the plan. That was the ideal. U'l'basayv ksiv, at the end of the day it says no. They were makabel lasayz u'sem mishtav v'simcha. Kla Yisrael, u'makabel. Purim as a yom of mishtav v'simcha, that's it. V'ilu yamtav leksiv, doesn't say they were makabel to make it a yamtav. Apparently, Issur Malacha was never really accepted. So that's another simple teretz to Rebbe. He planted on Purim. There is no Issur Malacha on Purim. If so, v'elo Rav my taima lat yilau gavra. So why did Rav curse this fellow? What was wrong with what he's doing? Planting on Purim is not asur. You're right. Minadin is not asur. But they had a minig in that place. Just like by Tisha B'Av, remember we had this discussion that apidin it's muta, but in some locales they refrain from malacha to enable you to be focused, to truly experience that day. Here as well, dvarim ha-mutar. It's like those things which are technically mutar. V'achirim nogu behen isur havar. For which people have an isur. They accept it, they adopted an isur. A minig, to be machru. So this is one of those things. This fellow was planting in a town where, although it's mutter to plant, but they were makabel iser. And therefore, Rav wasn't happy with him. Uba asr the Rebbe le'nogu. However, where Rebbe was living, in Tveri, they didn't have that minute. And therefore, he planted on Purim. That's the second teretz. Yisema, a third teretz. Lo ilam nog. Perhaps Rebbe lived in a town where they had a minhag to refrain from halacha even on Purim. V'Rebbe netiyah shel simcha nata. You know what he was planting? Something which is associated with simcha, brings happiness and joy, as we'll see in a minute. It wasn't just a malacha. And therefore, says Rashi, the kivan de Purim yom simcha, mutal and toya and tiyah shel simcha. What better thing to do on Purim than do a tiyah, generate simcha? So typically, a malacha is asur. There's an exception. This generates simcha. What is an tiyah shel simcha? Because it's not. We had this back in Tanis. Avru elav leinenu. Had a drought, a severe drought. They went through 13 fast days, no response. We no longer make fast days, because Gemara said we're already past the rain season, but we are mematan, b'masu mematan. We minimize business transactions, b'binyan, b'natiya, building, planting, b'erisin, b'nasun, getting engaged, marriages, v'taniyala. The Bryce explains, what does binyan mean? Binyan shel simcha, not just plain construction for personal use. Binyan shel simcha, something who generates simcha. Netia means netia shel simcha. Ezo binyan shel simcha, what is that? Zabayni beis chasnus lebnoi. So the son was getting married, they had this minhag, they would build him a house or a room, and that's where he would make his chuppah. This is a celebratory construction project that you don't do. What's that? As she says, it was a big leafy, shady tree under which they would sit and relax and party. So this was known as the Avarnikisha Malachim, the royal tree. This is something which is associated with good time and partying and vacationing, happy. This you don't do during the time of Avelis and Tsar and Rebbe. Allowed himself to plant this type of tree on Purim because it's an atiyah shel simcha. Okay, so we had a kasha. How could Rabbi allow himself to do a malach on Purim, plant this in atiyah b'Purim? We had three tirutz. First shot was that he lived in Tveria. This was on the 14th. So although simcha applies both days, but not malach. Tirutz number two, Klai Yisrael would never makabel. It's a malach at all on Purim. In his town, they didn't even have a minhag to refrain from malacha. Third teretz, although they did have a minhag to refrain, but this was an atiyah shel simcha. Kufa, let's review what we learned. Chizkiya kar b'Tveria bar beiser b'chameisa. We learned that Chizkiya had a suffix regarding the status of Tveria. How do we classify the city? Is it a walled or unwalled city? And therefore, he read Megillah on both days, 14 and 15. Interesting, the Ran actually says that you make the brach on 14 because that's the Zman Kriya L'Roiv Yisrael. Globus Roiv, that's the Iker Zman Kriya. You add, you do it again on the 15th, but the Iker Kriya is on 14. What was a suffix? Why did he read twice? Misapkele, imu keves chayma. Imu is Yeshua benuni. He lied, he wasn't sure whether it was surrounded since the time of Yeshua or not. Imu misapkele, how could he have a suffix? Imu misapkele, milse de Tveria? Regarding the status of Tveria, vaksiv. We have a pasuk which indicates that it was clearly walled. All the way back from the time of Yeshua, of Ari Mivtzar Ha Tzadim. The following cities were considered Ari Mivtzar of the Tzadim. These were the walled cities. Tzar, Vechemes, Rekes, Vekineres. Four cities were clearly walled at the time of Yeshua. Vekaimilan. And we know that Rekes means Zutveria. Zutveria was walled way back when. That's, you know why he had a suffix? Of course, physically it was walled. Because on one side, you know that Tveria backs into the Yam Kineres, into that lake. So on one side, the Chad Gisa Shura, Shura means a wall. Shura de Yam Ahavas had a wall consisting of the sea. A sea, a barrier. It wasn't really a wall. It was just a sea blocking the city. But a wall it only had on three sides. So that was a suffix. Is that considered a walled city or not? What do you mean? Yachi, that's the case. It doesn't have a wall on the fourth side. I'm a Masabkali. Why would he have a suffix? Vadalev Chamehi. Of course it's not considered a walled city. The Sani, the Brisa says, Ashaloi Chayma. This was the fellow who sold a house in a walled city. We learn, Ashaloi Chayma. Veloi Shoir Igar. He can't have a wall consisting of Igar, of rooftops. So Rashi says it's just a term to describe the city. It doesn't really have a wall, but it has houses built in close proximity to each other, and they constitute that wall and that barrier. The houses which are underneath the roofs, so it's like you see the roofs creating that barrier. In any case, it's just a phrase meaning it doesn't really have a wall. Surrounded by tightly, closely positioned homes. The word saviv tells you prat l'tveriyah shi'amachi masa. It has to be fully surrounded by a wall, as opposed to Tveria, which doesn't really have a wall on the fourth side. The sea presents a barrier, and that's it. It's not a walled city. Answers the Gemara le'inyan batei rechaim. When it comes to the halacha batei rechaim, when you sell a house in a walled city, of course, there's no shaila that it doesn't work. His shaila applies only to Megillah, which perhaps works based on other guidelines, slightly different guidelines. Because you look in the Megillah, you don't have any mention of the word wall, walled. You don't have the word erchaima in the Megillah. You have prozen, arei haprozes. Right? Alkena Yehudim haprozen, hayeshim bar haprozes. Oisim esyem arbaasa l'choy deshatar. Simcha, mishten. The Jews that resided in the exposed, unwalled cities, they celebrate 14. And we learned, bediuk. Right, we got a deal. Apparently, the walled cities celebrate on 15. But the Pesukim don't spell out the words walled city. So perhaps we can use slightly different guidelines than by the halacha of Batei Arechayim. Perhaps you don't need as much. My prozen umay mukafim. How do you classify exposed, unwalled? And how do you classify mukafim, surrounded and walled? The ksivi gabi mikir mikil. How do you? What is considered exposed and what is not? Mishum dahani miglu, v'hani loy miglu. What is the determinant factor? What is the criteria? Are the prozim considered prozim because they're exposed, and the mukafin are not exposed? V'hani miglaya. When it comes to tveria, what does it compare to? The exposed ones. Because look, it's exposed on its fourth side. In that case, we deem it a prus, an exposed city. Or perhaps, you can tweak the definition a bit differently. You can set the criterion based on another factor. What's the difference between a walled and unwalled city? Between a parus and not a parus? Mishum dahani migna. A walled city is protected from enemies. V'hani lo mignu. The prozim are exposed. Exposed to the elements. It's unprotected. V'hanami mignaya. Tveri. Although it's not really surrounded by a wall, but it's protected. The sea forms a natural barrier to protect the city from invaders. So it's an interesting case. You don't really have a wall. You're not really enclosed. But you're protected. That was the basis of his uncertainty, of his suffering. How do you classify? How do you define a porous in the Megillah? So when it comes to Batei Rechaim, we know. Either it's walled or it's nothing. The Megillah says, open exposed cities. Keep 14, otherwise it's 15. What's wrong with the exposed city? Because it's exposed? Doesn't have that wall surrounding it? In which case, Tveri doesn't either. So it's a porous. Or because he's vulnerable to attack. Tveri has that advantage, has that sea blocking out the invaders and the attackers. He's not a paros, he's a mukav. That was the suffix. So he read 14 and 15. Concludes the Gemara, Rav Asi kari Megillah b'Hutzal bar beso b'chameser. Likewise, Rav Asi had a suffix regarding the town of Hutzal. He read on 14 and 15 because Mesapkale imukefes chayma v'moiz Yeshua benuni ayloi. Eloi. He wasn't sure whether it was surrounded since the time of Yeshua. Igdamri is another version. Amar Basi. Hai Hutzal beis Binyamin. This town Hutzal in the area of Binyamin. Mukhev eschoyma. Imoiz Yeshua benuni. And therefore, you read on the 15th. Okay, let's do a quick chazar of today's daf. We have a chalukah between Rav and Rav Asi. Regarding Kriya Shelo Bizmana, all agree you meant to have 10 people to create Bersumanis. What about Kriya Bizmana? The Rambam says, even B'yachad, Rashi explained, because everybody's busy reading. And therefore, that in itself creates Pursumanisa. Rav Asi says, no, l'chatchila, try to get 10 people. What constitutes an Ir Gedela as opposed to a Kfar? You need to have the Asor Batlon in the Beis HaKnesses. Months create a year. Days create a month. When it comes to Megillah, we are Makdim and Amma'achar. When it comes to other events, Tisha B'Av, Karban Eitzim, Chagiga and Hakel, we are Ma'achar, rather than advance. The Brisa says, Chagiga, but Kolzman Chagiga Ma'achar, we have three Peshatim. Either it's covering the Eilas Ria, which according to Beis Shammah cannot be brought on Yom Tov. Or it's telling you that the Shammah Chagiga can be made up throughout the entire 8 or 9 days of Yom Tov. Or even Shavuos has a 7 makeup period. It means Shavuos itself plus 6 days. Rebbe wanted to be Iker Tisha B'Av, well concluded it was a Nidcha. He rinsed on Yud Zayin B'Tammuz. He planted on Purim. How could he do that? Three Pshat. Either it was not his Purim. Number two, they were never Mekabel Issa Melacha. Number three, even though they had a minig of Issa Melacha, this was a Netiyah Shel Simcha. We ended with this suffix regarding Tveria. Exposed? Yeah. Protected? It is. So perhaps it's considered a walled city. And reads on Tesbav. Take care and all the best. That's Lacha Rabbah.